It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Friday, August 29th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A Charles City man has been arrested for repeated sexual abuse of a child. According to the criminal complaint filed by Charles City Police on Tuesday, 33-year-old Dakota Jansen is accused of sexually abusing a child on at least three occasions between November 2018 and July of this year. Investigators allege that Jansen engaged in sex acts that were either done with force or against the will of the victim. Court records show a warrant for Jansen's arrest was issued on Wednesday afternoon, and CCPD took him into custody later in the day. Jansen has been charged with continuous sexual abuse of a child, which is a Class B felony in Iowa, punishable by up to 25 years in prison. Jansen was being held in the Floyd County Jail until posting bail of $25,000 Thursday evening. He is scheduled for a preliminary hearing September 8th in Floyd County District Court. A second Charles City man is facing a half dozen felony charges as part of a North Iowa burglary and theft investigation. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office says Dustin DeVries was taken into custody shortly after 8:30 Tuesday night, about 5 miles north of Charles City, on a Hancock County warrant. DeVries, who will turn 44 next Wednesday, is charged with ongoing criminal conduct, a Class B felony, first-degree theft and first-degree criminal mischief, both Class C felonies, and three counts of third-degree burglary, all Class D felonies. About an hour later Tuesday night, the Charles City Police Department says a warrant check in the 900 block of Kelly Street resulted in the arrest of 46-year-old Brett Freiberg, also of Charles City, on the same charges. According to criminal complaints filed by the Hancock County Sheriff's Office on August 19th, DeVries and Freiberg are alleged to have continually burglarized and stole copper wire from the inside and outside of the buildings at Sparbo Companies in Goodell. They are accused of causing more than $10,000 worth of damages and contributing to the theft of more than $10,000 worth of copper and other goods from the victim. Investigators say a search of Freiberg's cellular records placed him at Sparbo on at least three occasions when criminal activity occurred, including February 9th, February 16th, and April 9th. Cellular records for DeVries placed him at Sparbo's on March 5th, March 18th, and March 21st. Both suspects are scheduled for a preliminary hearing September 4th in Hancock County District Court. Flooding in June 2024 forced the shutdown of the Main Street Bridge in Charles City amid concerns over its structural integrity after huge trees and debris in the swollen Cedar River slammed into the structure over 115 years old. After an inspection, the bridge reopened 2 weeks later with a 28-ton weight limit, which remains in effect. The structure has been inspected two more times since, including a scuba team to look at the underwater foundation of the bridge and another assessing the bridge's facade. During a city council planning session Wednesday night, Lowell Miller, a structural engineer with Calhoun Burns & Associates, presented a draft report of over 200 pages on rehabbing versus replacing the bridge. The city's Historic Preservation Commission is in favor of preserving the bridge, which is on the National Register of Historic Places. Miller said the state Historical Preservation Office would also likely weigh in.
It would be their decision whether we're doing enough modifications of this that they may still consider it an adverse effect to an historic property because we're modifying so much to this structure. But that is a decision that they would make. It's not something that they asked my opinion on. That'd be their decision.
Miller also noted that the Iowa DOT may have conditions to be met for a possible rehab project, which comes with lots of unknowns.
Keep in mind, the top of these arches have not seen the light of day since 1910. We have no idea what the conditions of those arches are. Generally speaking, they're kind of covered with soil. We wouldn't expect them to be in horrible shape, but I mean, we don't know what we don't know until everything's exposed. And that's one of the real challenges about doing a rehab is there's going to be a lot of things that are unknown until the demolition's done. And at that point, you know, you're kind of at a point of no return to proceed with the project.
Miller recommended bridge replacement, which he estimated around $14 million, a price tag that is an issue for Councilman Patrick Lumley.
The Bremer Avenue Bridge in Waverly, that bridge is, I think, actually longer than the Main Street Bridge here in Charles City, but the price tag for that was $5.8 million. I understand they probably didn't have a flume to take out. They didn't have the sawmill thing to take out. The city is responsible for any of the aesthetics, but to me, that's a large difference of $5.8 million to $12 million with a $2 million contingency.
Lumley said he himself could not make any decision on rehabbing or replacing the bridge until Miller took another look at the numbers. Miller said he would research the cost before issuing his final report on the bridge. A special election for the District 2 seat on the Floyd County Board of Supervisors is set for September 23rd. The deadline for candidates of non-party affiliation to file nomination papers with the Floyd County Auditor's Office is 5 p.m. today. Former District 2 Supervisor Dennis Kiefer passed away in June, and in July, Josh Newport was appointed to succeed Kiefer. Other candidates who applied included Doug Linderman, David Baugh, Aaron Hobart, and former County Treasurer Frank Rottinghouse. Despite Newport's appointment, a petition with over 300 signatures of eligible voters in District 2 was filed July 17th to force the special election, which currently features three candidates. The Floyd County Republican nominee is Newport, Rottinghouse is the Floyd County Democratic nominee, and Hobart, a member of the St. Charles Township Board of Trustees, is running independently. Ballots for the special election can only be cast by voters in District 2, which includes all of Charles City north of the Cedar River, plus the part of St. Charles Township that is north of the city. Newport will continue to serve as the appointed supervisor, and whoever wins after voting results are certified will serve out the remainder of Kiefer's term, which runs until the end of 2026. For the past month, travel between Charles City and New Hampton has been disrupted by construction on the U.S. Highway 18 bridge over the Wapsipinicon River just east of Chickasaw County Road V-14, which is the Ionia turnoff to the south. Crews have been working on a bridge deck overlay, with one lane on the bridge open for traffic at all times. Pete Helmstead with the Iowa DOT says motorists should soon see a change in the traffic pattern.
We should be flipping sides around Labor Day. Got all the one side nearly done. The south side is what they're working on right now, and they'll flip that and hopefully have that done by early October.
Temporary traffic signals are directing motorists through the open lane, which has a 15-foot lane restriction. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.